floating out in the nothingness of space got me one thing. Dread. I knew I was about to touch something. I could feel the connectivity. Just then, out of the darkness came a figure. He was perched upon a chair, a very old-looking chair. I could only make out his shape and nothing else.
You are here again, and do you know why?
I don't know. He shifted in his chair, but I was still unable to make out what he looked like.
This is the fourth time.
Yes. Even in the darkness, I could feel his eyes peering into me expectantly. Is it because of the door?
That is part of it, yes.
Well, what should I do?
Why should I tell you?
A small chuckle in the darkness. Just then, he and his chair vanished, and I was on the sidewalk. Just as always, I ran down the alleyway and looked to the west. Sure enough, it was there. Behind a small garbage bag was the backpack. I trotted over to it and opened it to find papers. Tons of papers, all with hurried and garbled writing. Well, what am I supposed to do with these, though? I looked up into the sky expectantly. A shout came from behind me and a man ran past. As he passed, he hurried a whisper. I couldn't make out what he said, so I yelled as he ran, "Wait, what did you say?" The man turned his face slightly. This time his face was shrouded with darkness, behind a hood that was not there before. A harsh wind came by and carried the papers out of my hands. My feet hit the ground underneath, and suddenly I was in a gazebo, surrounded by friends, family, acquaintances, their familiar faces glimmering in the escaping evening light. They said, "We'll go now. Thanks for inviting us, though." They all said, in unison. Wait, I thought. But why did I just think that? But didn't they hear me? Hold on, guys. Again, I could think, but I could not speak. They all looked back and said, "Well, I guess this is it, buddy. Have a good life." In unison, they all smiled. I kept thinking, not saying, not screaming after them to stop. No matter how much I strained, I still could not speak. Down the road, and right before getting into their cars, they all turned and smiled again. This time, a large figure was tucked away behind them, with a dark star-studded cloud behind him. I gasped deeply, and suddenly I was back. Back. Space was colder than ever, but somehow I could still breathe and live and move a little bit. This time they had all dark hoods on, and this time the man running by, I couldn't hear what he whispered to me, but he definitely whispered something.
"Yes, this will happen again, again, and again."
I could feel him leer in the darkness. The air shifted and he was now impossibly close, but I still could not see his face. He must have the face of a monster, because that's how I felt about him in the moment. A monster. A hand spread its fingers on my shoulder, and then I was back again. On the street. The hard pavement, facing the alleyway. I walked down, found the papers, and waited for the man. He came just as briskly as he did before. He whispered, and I yelled, "Stop!" The frightened man jumped, and eyes wide, and looked at me furiously. "I'm sorry," I said. "It's okay," he said. And then I said, "What did you whisper?" He looked up at the sunrise and then straight at me. "Slow down. It won't do you any better if you run at your life at a million miles per hour." He began to walk, picking up speed little by little, until he was at a full sprint. He looked back at me from distance and smiled weakly back when I started to walk away.
"What did you find out this time?"
"To slow down."
"Yes, good. And?"
I stumbled for the right word and then sputtered, "Patience."
"Wrong. I give you so much to learn from, yet you do not learn. You'll be back with me when you're ready."
With a snap, I was back home, safely tucked under the covers. The humidifier hummed happily in the darkness, and I sighed. I knew I was going back, but when? I really didn't know. My wife rolled over and wrapped herself around me. "What did you learn?" she said. "Nothing," I said. "Something, but I was wrong." She squeezed me tighter, and soon I was asleep in her arms. I was back in space. This time I couldn't feel the presence of the figure on the throne, but I could hear him speak. Only this time it was garbled and confused, dark yet piercing in its entirety. To silence the noise, I did the only thing I could think of. I thought about the man on the bike, and the running man, and the crowd of people I knew. There was a consistency in both. There had to be. I thought about it over and over again, but couldn't quite put my finger on it until I realized it wasn't about the places, people, or messages I was supposed to get. These situations were carriers for the overall message I was supposed to get. I kept my eyes shut, my mind focused on the objective. It came to me as soon as I felt a shift in the figure's presence. It felt once again like I was being pressed up against a window. The man on the bike, the group of people I knew, all came at me in a sudden rush. Their faces morphed and faded like roughly loved playing cards after years of solitaire. And with a snap, I was back in bed. My wife was curled around me, just as she was before. The bundles of papers in the backpack, all the crappy handwriting said it over and over again, up and down the page. How did I not notice it all before? I then spoke a series of words. "My mind is my own, and it is my responsibility to shape my own reality." My wife groggily asked, "Yes, good, and?" I was confused. She was asleep just now and somehow heard me. So I said, "And that's it. I get it, I get all of it. I just can't believe it took me so long to figure all this out. I mean, from all the appointments with Dr. Kramer and countless medications. But I get it now." She looked up into my eyes and said, "Wrong. I give you so much to learn from, yet you do not learn. You'll be back with me when you're ready." She said this with a voice that was not her own anymore, but of the figure I saw in space. The answer was that I was in a loop. I didn't realize what I was putting myself through. I would go through the loop until I gave myself permission not to. Once again, the figure called out from his dark corner of space and said, "You are here once again. Do you know why?"